Well, you can't have clean water without good plumbers. Local plumber Domenico De Gregorio decided to start an organization to connect plumbers around the world to projects where their services are needed. So in 2010, he formed Plumbers Without Borders. He told Marcy Selman he started the organization because too often we in the developed world take plumbing for granted.
You turn on the faucet, the water comes out. You flush the toilet, everything goes down. Problem is, when it doesn't work, who are you going to call?
Right, we call you.
Right, they call the plumber. And then all of a sudden, there's the plumber solving the problem. So we were inspired by one of our co-founders, a gentleman by the name of Jed Sherman, who has been a plumber for many, many years. He has been giving back on his own. And we found that when we asked a lot of people, how would a plumber connect with an NGO, there was no simple answer. It just was very difficult to connect the plumber with a giant NGO, say World Vision or something like that.
There, right.
There were a lot of forms, a lot of issues there to connect. And then who was actually going to say that that particular person was in fact a plumber, was licensed, was competent, and was certified in that particular area of expertise? Because there's a big difference between commercial plumbing, residential plumbing, industrial plumbing, and the like. So the plumber would go on our website, fill out a form that will allow the plumber to put in his information. The NGO does the same thing on their side, and then we create the match.
I'm talking with Domenico De Gregorio, one of the founders of Plumbers Without Borders. I know that some people criticize Western aid groups like World Vision or Mercy Corps or even UNICEF, for that matter, because they say, really, it's not a frontline provision of aid. So how do you ensure that the work you're doing is really helping people?
Well, we try to get local people involved. Our idea is to help with the education. It's the idea of if you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. If you teach him how to fish, he can feed his family. Well, we're trying to create that industry. So we're trying to create the backdrop for the health based on plumbing. And without plumbing, you cannot have a healthy society. It's just not possible. I mean, we see it right here with Mercer Island.
We do indeed, which is...
And that's a perfect example. Now, why is that happening?
Why is that happening? Do you have the answer to that one?
There's obviously some sort of a cross connection and something got into the water system. And that's part of what plumbing is to prevent that. That's a cross connection that should not exist.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up because that's a very tangible example for people in the Puget Sound area. We're a wealthy area. And you mentioned earlier, we do take a lot of just creature comforts for granted. So in the work that you've done so far, what has been the most gratifying to you?
Probably seeing the gratitude of the people themselves when they can accomplish something themselves through some basic help. We were asked to go to Ethiopia with Seattle Alliance Outreach doctors from Swedish Medical. And when we got there, the president, Dr. Richard Salazi, said, well, I'd like to take you to this hospital grounds where we're going to have this clinic in one of the buildings on the grounds. But I want you to look at the operating room wash-up area and let me know what you think we can do. So we went in. We got all dressed in our scrubs and hats and booties. And I thought, well, this is really odd. You know, I've never done this before, but okay. And there were four sinks there, and not one of them had running water. And so we looked at it and we said, well, here's the problem. They have electronic faucets, the electronics, the sensor type faucets. You see them all over in the
sure.
in the areas, hotels and everywhere. And oftentimes they don't work. So it's very frustrating. You're standing there trying to figure out where is the thing to make this go on.
Yep.
You put your hands up and down.
Yep.
Nothing happens. So we basically took those faucets out, went to a local supply house that was basically not what you would see here necessarily, but more like a center, an area, and found some small shop that was about the size of a small shipping container. And there was maybe 150 faucets of the same thing. And we got four of those, went back, put them in. And when we were finished putting them in, I looked up and they were actually operating on someone as I was putting this faucet in the operating room, which I looked through the window and there they were. And I thought, This is the strangest installation I've ever been on. But previously, the nurses had to go to the basement, get a 5-gallon bucket of water, lug it upstairs, 4 flights, take a pitcher, dip into it, and then pour it over the doctor's hands as they were washing up to be prepared for a pre-op. And once we had those faucets fixed, they were so grateful and so happy. And to us, it was not difficult to do. But to them, when they say they have nothing, they mean exactly that. They mean literally nothing. It's not like if we say we have nothing here, we could mean, well, my toilet doesn't work today, my faucet doesn't work today, but I have something coming tomorrow. They mean they don't have it, period.
Wow, that is amazing kind of thing. So your organization is growing. You're making more connections with the NGOs that might need your help. What's the ultimate goal of Plumbers Without Borders?
The ultimate goal is to help bring water and sanitary facilities to everyone that needs it, is the ultimate goal. And you mentioned the Ebola outbreak. We are working with a group now in Sierra Leone that had contacted us about, they have 18 orphanages, schools, and they're in Sierra Leone. They're called Schools for Sierra Leone. And we're trying to figure out how we can help them, but we know that we can't go there, and no one's going to go there until the outbreak is contained, at least. But it's areas like that where we have an engineer. So our concept is that we would not necessarily send someone from the United States to go there. We're looking to connect with other plumbers. And we had a Nigerian engineer find us on our website and contacted us and said he wanted to help. So we're going to put this gentleman in connection with Sierra Leone schools so that they will have somebody that's really close, that basically understands another African understanding another culture. There may be some slight cultural differences, but for all intents and purposes, plumbers all over the world speak the same language. And they all tell the same jokes, and they all ask the same questions.
Well, Domenico, thank you so much for coming by our studios.
Thank you.
We'll have to get him to share some of those plumber jokes. That's local plumber Domenico De Gregorio. He's president of Plumbers Without Borders. He spoke to KUOW's Marcy Silman. It's The Record on KUOW.